be pinch hitting for Bill Stern.
Colgate, Chafee, and Bill Stern are on the air. Colgate, Chafee, and Bill Stern with stories rare. Take Bill's advice and you'll look keen. You'll have a face both smooth and clean. It's Colgate, Chafee, and Bill Stern.
The 511th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, presenting Jinx Falkenberg and Tex McCrary pinch-hitting for Bill Stern. Ladies and gentlemen, next Friday, August 19th, Bill will be back for good. And tonight, now that he's out of the hospital, you'll hear him speaking in person. But now, up at bat to Bill Stern, here are Tex and Jinx.
Good evening, this is Tex McCrary.
And Jinx Falkenberg.
We're glad we can report that Bill Stern will be back regularly on the program starting next Friday.
Yes, he's out of the hospital and he's much better.
Right, Jinx, it's been fun pinch-hitting for him. And now that he's out of the hospital, he'll be speaking to you in person tonight. In addition,
we're bringing you two baseball stories.
One for our Yankee fans.
And one for Dodger fans.
One for the men.
And one for the women. And as everybody knows, baseball has a lot of fans among the ladies. And not just on Ladies' Day.
And ladies first tonight, Jinx. Batter up.
Here's my story, and the title is Baseball's Ugly Duckling. You remember the original story about the scrawny, waddly little ugly duckling who grew up to be a beautiful swan? Well, the hero of this story wouldn't like to be called a swan. But on the sandlots of St. Louis, where the story starts, a lot of kids used to hoot and holler at him and call him worse names than Ugly Duckling.
There were two kids in the story, Larry and Joe, pals. And both of them were southpaws. Both could pitch and both could catch and both could really hit the ball. Those qualities they had in common, but there was one big difference. Joe was handsome, Larry was anything but.
No matter how many homers Larry would slam out in a game, no matter how well he played, all the girls would be cheering for his pal, Joe.
What's wrong, Joe? I got 5 hits today, and none of them girls even so much as wave hello to me.
Well, Joe found it hard to explain, but Larry knew because all the other kids kept yelling it at him.
Hey, Barrel, what happened to your legs? Get out of the hole. How you like living in a tree?
And all the other nasty cracks that only kids can think up. Larry was always shy, especially with girls, and the kidding made things much worse. But both Larry and Joe were headed for the big leagues from the beginning. There were things more important than girls for a while. Joe Garagiola, won a place with the St. Louis Cardinals, and Larry found a spot in the American League. But as soon as the bench jockeys got to work on Larry, they really withered him. And then one day, after a ball game,
some of his teammates took him along to a restaurant. And they introduced Larry to one of the waitresses, a tiny, sweet, and very pretty girl who smiled at him. As he ate his steak, he watched her out of the corner of his eye. His ears stretched to hear what she was saying to the other waitresses over by the water cooler.
I tell you, he's not ugly. He's the cutest fellow I ever saw.
Larry nearly choked on his steak at what he heard. He asked the girl for a date, took her to a hockey game, and a year later, after a cautious courtship, he didn't want to wake up and find the whole thing was a joke, they got married.
And from that time on, his confidence began to grow. Just having a pretty wife made the difference. A smart coach, wise in the ways of human nature, saw what was happening and gave the whole process a push. That coach used to be a famous catcher, Bill Dickey. And he told Larry,
you'll be a great catcher if you believe you will.
And slowly he began collecting fans. His wife kept bucking him up. And now, even though he's been benched from the Yankee lineup for a couple of weeks with a broken thumb, today he proudly wears the number 8 Bill Dickey used to wear, and baseball's ugly duckling has turned into a beautiful slugger with a handsome salary and a lovely wife.
And around the 1st of December, there'll be a new little Yankee in the family of Larry Yogi Berra.
And we're betting that it'll be a daughter who'll grow up to be a cover girl.
In just a moment, we'll hear from Bill Stern out of the hospital speaking in person. But first, having trouble getting good shaves in this hot weather? To get good shaves that are clean, close, and velvety smooth, shaves that leave your face feeling really comfortable afterward, use Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Try it now on this proposition. says $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. And here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
You'll see the difference that light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless shaving cream makes. Colgate Brushless gets whiskers so soft there's no razor pull, no aftershave tenderness. Your beard comes off slick, smooth, and your face feels cool and refreshed afterwards. Yes, for face-happy shaves, get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless shaving cream. Use it 1 week. If that doesn't convince you, Colgate Brushless is tops in shaves. Send the carton top to Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. You'll get $1 quick. How about it? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Now, let's hear from the man that you all know so well. Out of the hospital, Bill Stern. Rapidly getting well at his home in Lake Mayapack, Bill will be back with you from next Friday on. And now, speaking to you in person, we take you to Lake Mayapack, where the next voice you hear will be the nation's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Good evening. Thanks so much, Tex and Jinx, for pinch-hitting for me these past 2 weeks. I'm feeling ever so much better, and I've shaken off most of the effects of being sick in the hospital. In fact, I'm so happy to be out of that hospital that next week I'll be able to take over and do this entire show as usual. And my guest will be the great baseball star, Dizzy Dean. But you know, speaking of great baseball stars, let me tell you the amazing story of another great ball player, a ball player named Mickey Cochran. And what a player Mickey Cochran was. He was the catcher for the Philadelphia Athletics back in 1929. Twice he led his team to the baseball championship of the world. By this time, Mickey Cochran was one of the best-known ball players in America, so famous that people all over the country wanted to see him. That's why this baseball star, Mickey Cochran, decided to go into vaudeville. But as good as he was as a ball player, Mickey Cochran's act in vaudeville was terrible. In fact, his vaudeville act was so bad that he had to hire someone to appear with him in the act to help him out. Today, Mickey Cochran's no longer famous. But that someone that he had to hire to help him out in his vaudeville act is very famous. For you see, that person that Mickey Cochran hired to help him out in his act is today the world-famous singer, Hildegard. But other baseball players have also tried vaudeville with the same result. Do you remember the famous Wehner brothers, Paul and Lloyd Wehner, who joined the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 1927 and promptly led Pittsburgh to the championship of the National League? Because of this, Paul and Lloyd Wehner became so famous that, like Mickey Cochran, they too went into vaudeville. And like Mickey Cochran, their vaudeville act also was pretty bad. So bad that they too had to hire someone to help them out with their act. Today, well, the Wehner brothers are no longer famous. But that someone that they had to hire to help them out in their act is very famous. For you see, the person that the Wehner brothers hired in their act is today the world-famous comedian, Jack Benny. But let me tell you the story of still another sports figure who also went into vaudeville and also had to hire someone to help him out in his act. This sports star was named Al Palzer. In fact, some years ago, Al Palzer had a vaudeville act, too. As a matter of fact, many people thought that Al Palzer was going to be the next heavyweight champion of the world. In fact, Al Palzer was so famous that, like the Wehner brothers and Mickey Cochran, Al Palzer also went into vaudeville. And like their vaudeville acts, his act was also pretty bad. So bad that, like them, he too had to hire someone to help him out in his act. And this someone that Al Palzer hired to help him out in his act also became famous. Famous as a murderer. For you see, this person that Al Palzer hired to help him out in his act not only committed a murder, the man he murdered was Al Palzer. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing that you might like to know. The man who murdered Al Palzer was his father. This is Bill Stern at Lake Mayopac returning you to Tex and Jinx in New York.
Thank you, Bill, and Tex and I are both so glad that you're out of the hospital, and we're looking forward to listening to you back on the show next Friday.
And now let's wind up with another baseball story. The title, It Was a Mistake to Be Right.
The story starts in the spring training camp of the St. Louis Cardinals 8 years ago in Florida. Bert Schotten, now skipper of the Dodgers, was boss of the Cardinal camp that year.
Then, as always, the spring camp was full of promising youngsters. Bert Schotten has a way with youngsters, but one of them that year really worried him. A rookie, a strong young boy who loved to play ball.
But somehow he lacked the spark of fire that you need for the big leagues. The rookie was a pitcher with a fair fastball and a pretty good curveball, but neither good enough for the majors. So Bert Schotten decided that the next day he'd have to send the big rookie back to the bushes.
Next morning, Bert went out to watch batting practice. It was early, and in Schotten's camp, the early morning was the time for the pitchers to learn how to hit. The coaches groaned as they watched the young pitchers swing like a rusty gate. And then the big rookie stepped up to the plate, and on the first cut at the ball, he drilled a line drive over first base. And then the pitcher cut loose with a fastball, just to test him. The rookie stepped into the pitch and blasted it high and far over the center fielder's head. The longest hit ball in all of spring training.
Schotten's boss, Branch Rickey, paced off the distance of that hit, 450 feet, and solemnly he advised Bert to keep the kid in camp. Bert needed no needling. But then a few nights later, the rookie came over to Schotten's office, unhappy and discouraged.
Mr. Schotten, do you think I'll ever be a big league pitcher? Tell me honest, what do you think?
Schotten told the truth. No. And then he added,
but look, kid, why don't you forget trying to pitch? Do your throwing from outfield and concentrate on your hitting. Well, that's exactly what the rookie did. He forgot pitching. He worked on his batting. Bert Schotten gave him the right advice, for which Bert is very sorry today.
Bert wishes he'd let the kid stick to pitching, because that rookie grew up to be the one man who stands between Bert's Brooklyn Dodgers and the pennant in 1949.
Yes, the ex-rookie who might have been a Bush League pitcher today is instead the great Cardinal slugger Stan Musial.
Tex and I will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show, but first, here's Arthur Gary.
Men, a shaving cream has to be mighty good to make a proposition like this. There's one Bud Cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Try it and see for yourself. You'll discover this.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. Better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, that light, fine-textured Colgate Brushless really fixes tough whiskers, makes shaving wonderfully fast, slick and easy, and leaves your face feeling delightfully relaxed and comfortable.
Tomorrow, buy a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless shaving cream. Use it a week. If you're not convinced then that Colgate Brushless make shaving right for you, we'll send you $1. Just mail the carton top to Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City 2, New Jersey. How about it? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash.
Well, that's the 3-0 mark for tonight, Tex.
Right, Jinx, and next week, now that he's out of the hospital, Bill Stern will be back in person with more of his great dramatic story.
All the best, Bill, from Tex and me, and good luck.
And thanks to you, Tex and Jinx, from us all on the Colgate Sports Newsreel for helping us out during Bill's illness in the hospital. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, with Bill Stern in person and his guest, one of the most famous big league baseball players of all time, Dizzy Dean. So until next Friday night, here are
Jinx Falkenberg
and Tex McCrary saying good night for Bill Stern.
Colgate Shape Cream and Bill Stern are on the air. Colgate Shape Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Take Bill's advice and you'll attain. You'll have a face full smooth and clean. It's Colgate Shape Cream and Bill Stern. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
It's new. It's amazing. An ammoniated dentifrice that helps prevent tooth decay and taste good, too. That's Colgate Ammoniated Tooth Powder, created in Colgate's research laboratory. Colgate Ammoniated Tooth Powder contains the revolutionary ingredients that help prevent new cavities in a dentifrice that tastes refreshingly minty, foams freely, cleans teeth effectively. Get Colgate Ammoniated Tooth Powder now. Economical 4-ounce size, only 43 cents.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came to you from New York and Lake Mayopac.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.